In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So I was sitting on our front porch this past week, had the Bible out. Michelle comes out and asks what story I was reading. And I say, it's this Sunday's gospel lesson. And I read the verse that I was looking at. Jesus saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And Michelle says, hey, that's not a very nice reading for Father's Day. Poor Zebedee gets left all alone in the boat by his sons. That's priest family humor for you. But it does raise an interesting point about what kind of father Zebedee must have been that James and John just up and leave him in the boat when Jesus calls them. I'd like for us to consider this morning a couple of fathers. And remember, with fathers in the church, just like with mothers at Mother's Day, with fathers in the church, we claim the widest possible definition of father. Fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, spiritual fathers, uncles, mentors, our male role models, leaders and mentors who take the younger generation into their loving care in the church, in the love of God, and into their own heart. That's what the church means by father. And I also speak to all of us who have benefited and who continue to benefit from such fathers, whether they be among us today or have fallen asleep in the Lord. And the first father I'd like us to consider is named Jairus. We know Jairus from the time his little girl, his 12-year-old daughter, had gotten so sick that she was at the point of death. Jairus left her bedside to go find the only hope that he could think of, Jesus. Now, how hard that decision must have been. How hard the decision to leave his daughter's bedside had to have been when he knew that she was dying. But it was a fatherly thing to do, to set his own heart aside and to do something, to do something. And while Jairus is away from home, while he's still speaking to Jesus, news comes that his daughter had died. For a dad to see his daughter in pain is unbearable under any circumstances, and then not to be there at the end. Of course, Jesus comforts him immediately with the words, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And of course, Jesus soon restores her to life. He puts creation back in its proper order. But not before Jairus is presented to us bearing that first and greatest mark of fatherhood. And again, in the church, fatherhood is in its greatest possible inclusive definition. And that first and greatest mark is the level of love and compassion for the child that Jairus has. And again, in the church, this can be a spiritual child, a God child, a student, a protege. It is the sacrificial love and the compassion in Jairus that first marks fatherhood in the heart of the church. Love and compassion. Now, the second thing I want to share is that our fathers are teachers. First is love and compassion. Second, they are teachers, but a special kind of teacher. My father is a teacher who cares infinitely more for the child learning than for the information itself. St. Paul told the Corinthians, "You have many teachers, but not many actual fathers. But I am your father in the gospel." A real father is a different kind of teacher. A real father puts the child before the information. I want to share a few tidbits from author Anna Fossolino about her father as teacher. She writes about him. Her father taught her how to plant squash seeds. "Not too deep, Anna, or they won't be able to come up." Her father taught her how to fish. Don't jerk the rod yet, Anna. Give him time. Her father taught her how to play guitar. I know your fingers are small, Anna, but you can press harder. But it wasn't just the specific teaching moments that Anna remembered in her father. Anna learned from her father by watching him, how he treated her mother, how he treated service industry workers, how he battled depression and never surrendered, a depression she later realized that she herself had inherited. And we think of the various fathers, and we think of them specifically as teachers. Anna Fossolino says something very important as well. She writes, "My father, good as he is, still isn't perfect. But even his imperfections played a role in shaping me. Sometimes he didn't push hard enough. Sometimes he pushed too hard. Sometimes he was there too much. Sometimes he wasn't there enough. Most often he'd apologize for his errors. Sometimes he didn't even realize he'd done something wrong. But I always knew his love was unconditional. But the more important thing I learned even than that," she writes, "is that I was not his first love, and neither was Mom. The greatest lesson I learned from watching my dad was that his love for God," she writes, "his love for God was his greatest and first love. The Lord's Day was God's, no matter his physical or mental state. Every moment in life was a moment to give thanks to Jesus Christ. Dad's love for God was his first love, and that's the kind of love that made him love me and love us more, not less. The greatest lesson Dad taught me," she writes, "is that if you love God first, you will love all things even deeper than before, even deeper than you thought possible. That's the kind of teacher a father in Christ is." And that brings us back to Jairus, the dad who left his dying daughter's bedside to find Jesus. After Jairus' encounter with Christ, will not his love for his daughter be multiplied 40 times? You know, Jairus may have gone to Jesus because of his love for his daughter, but now he finds a greater love for his daughter because of Jesus, because Jesus became his first love. And all of this perhaps answers that interesting point about what kind of father Zebedee must have been that James and John just up and leave him in the boat when Jesus calls them. Zebedee's love for God must have been such that his sons saw, that his sons learned, that his sons knew that this love for God comes first. That love God first and all things will follow. That's what James and John learned from Zebedee. Love God first and you will love all things even deeper than before. Even deeper than you thought possible. When Jesus calls you to follow, you follow. That's the kind of father Zebedee was. And so maybe, just maybe, two sons having been raised to leave their father in a boat in order to follow Jesus is actually the perfect reading for this Father's Day. Amen.